MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. Here's what's going on. Voters in the Hobbs Municipal School District asked to approve a $50 million bond issue in November to address crowded conditions in the district's three middle schools. Superintendent Gene Strickland presenting a resolution to the Hobbs Municipal Schools Board of Education Monday, calling for a new bond election to be placed on the ballot for the next general election, November the 7th this year. Due to changes made by the New Mexico legislature last year, all municipal elections, including school bond issues, now follow the state's regular election cycle and must run congruently with other elections. The district's facilities assessment community team went to work last fall looking seriously at overcrowded conditions at Heiser, Highland, and Houston middle schools in Hobbs. Well, distracted, reckless, and drunk drivers continue to plague our state. New Mexico Department of Transportation trying a new campaign to target all three. It comes a few weeks after a man accused of speed racing crashed into people at a local food truck. The agency behind the new commercials, RK Ventures, said they hope these ads will have a bigger impact on the public. The agency said there are three ads in the campaign titled Wrecked. In the ads, a man leads viewers through a junkyard while telling the story of how each car was totaled because of reckless driving. Santa Fe National Forest will implement Stage 2 fire restrictions for SFNF lands west of the Rio Grande beginning on Thursday. All SFNF lands east of the Rio Grande remaining in Stage 1 fire restrictions. Stage 2 restrictions go into effect 8 a.m. Forest Service said the soil and fuel moisture on the east side not as critical on the west side due to the amount of rain and snow received in the spring. Conditions on the west side considered extreme. And that's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.